We talked about Star Wars Outlaws on the CFG Gamecast this past weekend. I had to bring it up for the gaming news as well. It's just kind of crazy. This is the Ubisoft game. Base for the game is $70. The gold edition is $110, and it's $130 for the ultimate edition that comes with the season pass and whatnot. The shady thing about it, though, is that on that same season pass is a mission, the Jabba the Hutt mission, that I know a lot of people were excited about when they first started talking about Star Wars Outlaws. They put it and it's monetized. So it is locked and gated behind that season pass. That is unfortunate. Again, for me, in just the way that they're going about their monetization route, I'm a hold off. I'll wait for this to hit the bargain bin. I don't know where it's going to go. I was excited about it, but these prices are just ridiculous. You can call it its unofficial comeback, but Lawbreakers is back. A group of fans put together a group, essentially, to bring the game back from the dead. And it got the blessing of the original creator as well. So if that was a game that you played or want to play, you can go download this client and play on these servers. And this is kind of a strange one, but we're just finding out that Nintendo was pulling out of GamesCon 2024. They announced that they will not be attending this year. Traditionally, they always go to GamesCon, so I'm not sure what it is that's causing them to decide not to go to it. Maybe they'll do some sort of event on their own. Maybe it's something that's tied to the Switch 2. I'm not sure. We're going to have to keep our eyes on it. But if you plan on going to Gamescom 2024, don't expect to see Nintendo there. That'll do for your gaming news. Don't forget, subscribe to our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or subscribe over on YouTube. And of course, you can hit me up on the socials at Smitty2447. I hope you have an amazing evening, and we'll see you tomorrow.